Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Oh, boy, this is pretty good. Happened yesterday on the show. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. There was a stink bug in the studio. They're tiny little cute little bugs.
Yeah.
And Chicken Legs freaked out.
Debatable.
The next thing you know, Phil says, "Oh, let's throw it on to Ashley."
Right.
And Phil, while Ashley was doing a traffic report yesterday, walked into the studio and threw the bug on her.
Right.
Report is brought to you by Allstate. No accidents currently reported in Southern Connecticut. 95. And the apartment. What is your problem? Jeez, what is wrong with you? Get out of here.
Finish your thing.
Oh, my God. No. Get out. Did you see what he did?
He killed him already.
A bug?
Oh, no.
I think it was my second no, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was huge.
It's not huge.
It almost killed me.
I think she said no, and then the second no was when her foot went down on the bug.
Right. And but went, no!
And Phil was about to pick it up and safely remove it from the studio, and her no was, no.
Yeah, I'm putting
my foot
down.
It's not leaving here alive.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
No, poor
thing.
And
poor Bob the Bug.
Bob the Bug is gone.
Bob the Bug. And the tribe has been very, very kind on Facebook. And
yes.
Instagram.
Kind words.
Saying kind words to Bob the Bug.
Exactly. We're Bug Strong now. We're Bug Strong.
Well, Bob, oh, Bob Bug Strong.
Right.
He was never going to make it back outside anyway.
All right. So call in your bug freak out, and everybody on gets in the running for Adam Sandler tickets. Donald in Torrington.
Hello. My story is about how there was a spider in my truck. I had a little single cab Ranger, so it's very small. And there was this big spider in it. And I tried killing it.
All right, we're going to put you in the running.
All right. All right. I'm still traumatized.
Very good.
Thank you,
brother. Yeah, he's still freaked out. I think he jumped and hit his head in the cab.
Right. Yeah. Actually, it was holding the phone for him.
Very good. Thank you, brother. Lori from Holbrook.
Hi. Hi. Hi, I have a black carpenter ant story. So I was sleeping, and I woke up in the morning. I heard this weird scratching noise behind my bed, and I turned around. I had left orange juice in a cup behind on my bookshelf that was right behind where I sleep, and it was literally filled to the brim with carpenter ants.
Oh, they like orange juice, huh?
They're all working. You know, little hammers going, stuff like that, little tool belts on.
Yeah.
Union job. Yeah, union job.
I didn't know they liked orange juice.
They do first thing in the morning, a little coffee, and truck comes out. Yep.
Yeah.
A little vitamin C, keep things going.
Right.
I'm sorry. So, wait, your cup was full. Then how did you react?
Oh, my God. I freaking screamed like bloody murder and knocked the orange juice over.
Right.
The ants went everywhere. And to this day, I'm a teacher now, and I teach agriculture, so, like, I have to be around bugs and be happy with them. But if I see a black carpenter ant, it's like flashback city.
Traumatic.
Gotcha. Yeah. Right. Yeah, bad flashbacks.
You've been damaged, yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
All right. Thank you. You're in the running.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Awesome.
I'll play the mouse freak out here.
Ooh.
And then I'll play the spider freak out, which turned out to be a cricket later. But the most fun would be if Ashley and Jennifer came upon a bug at the same time.
Yes. Poor bug.
Exactly.
Poor bug.
I actually keep looking over my shoulder to make sure nothing else is coming at me.
Gotcha.
This is, we had a can that we, Jennifer used to water plants, and it was in our pantry, and she would leave water in it.
Right.
And apparently a mouse crawled in, fell in, couldn't get out.
Oh, that's sad.
Very sad.
So there was a dead mouse in the bottom of the can. You'll hear that, but you won't know that that's what she's trying to say here. Oh, wait, that's not it. Hold on.
What decibel is that?
That was good.
Yeah, hold on.
I just saw a squirrel explode outside. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. If that mouse wasn't dead, it was after that.
That killed it, yeah.
Tracy and Seymour.
Hi.
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 Well,
I would say I hate bugs. And when I was about 20, I got up in the morning to go to work, and I got in the car, drove down the street, and felt something crawling on my chest. And when I looked down, it was a beetle, and it was crawling right towards my face.
Oh,
and
hell no.
It wanted to attack me. I know that it did. So I freaked out.
I hear you. I get it.
They're known
I
for attacking beetles. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, it was an attack beetle.
The most mellow bug there is a beetle.
It was definitely an attack beetle. And I took my eyes off the road, and when I looked back up, my car was veering into another lane. And even though the road was completely empty, I panicked. Slammed on the gas instead of the brake, went down an embankment, and crashed my car into the back of the Walmart in Derby.
All because of a harmless bug.
I would have done the same thing.
That wouldn't hurt a fly.
My airbag went out, knocked me out, everything. The car was totaled. I was completely fine.
The beetle was fine, too.
The beetle got out, went into Walmart.
Yeah, that's shopping.
It's like, yeah, this is exactly where I wanted to be.
Yeah, thank you. My stop, thanks. Yeah,
the original Uber.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I just took it where I needed to go.
This is my favorite story so far. You were convinced that it was going to attack you.
Right, so you crashed your car in Walmart.
Right. To this day, when I see a beetle, I just lose it.
Hello, how are you?
All right. Thank you very much.
Ron Beetle.
You're in the running for the Adam Sandler tickets. We're talking about bug freakouts.
Right.
Matt in East Haven.
Yes. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Cool. Hello, Matt. Thank you.
All right. I am not one of those guys that get freaked out over bugs.
Mouthpiece, please.
We have a tarantula for a pet.
Yeah, tarantula for a pet.
Yeah, but I ended up storing some stuff for a friend of mine at my apartment. And like 3 days after stuff was there, I started noticing these little bugs that I didn't know what the heck they were. Come to find out that they were cockroaches. So I ended up going to Walmart and buying, like, the bug bombs.
Ugh.
Now, my apartment was small enough to where two of them would have done the entire apartment. I used 12.
Oh, jeez.
I was putting one in every room.
And you got to break open the wall and spray. It's bad.
Yeah, light a magic kaboom.
Bad. Yep.
Well, luckily, what I did worked, but I mean, I went a little overboard with the bombs.
Right.
Thinking your spider died, no?
Exactly.
Well, the spider came later.
No, the trench was later on. Okay.
Then why would you put that in the story?
Well, just because showing that I wasn't afraid of bugs.
Usually. Oh, gotcha. Right.
Oh, that was your example of how you're not normally afraid of bugs.
Yeah, 12
you
bug
overdid
bombs.
It with your cockroaches.
Yeah, you didn't
freak out at all.
Yeah.
Cockroaches, no deal. Right. Spiders, fine.
Right.
That is weird. That is a weird.
If it's venomous, no problem. We're good.
Right. No, if it's one giant one, fine.
Right.
But a million little ones.
Right.
Hell no.
I draw the line.
Hell no.
Right. Oh, hell no.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hell no, man.
All right, Matt. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. I have that whole conversation with Jennifer. So we're in the production room. This is after the show. I think she was home on vacation, and she calls me, and I knew immediately to have Phil record it. It's about a minute long.
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
I went into the pantry to get the water can to water my plants, go back over to the sink to dump out the leftover water, and I empty the water out. I go to put it back in the pantry. I said, I feel like there's still water in there. I go back over to the sink. There's a...
I didn't understand what you just said.
I left it on the counter. Please take care of it. I can't touch this water can.
You left it on the counter?
Yes. I put it down. I freaked out and I walked away.
No, you have to get rid of that right now.
I don't want to touch the...
No, do it while I'm on the phone.
I really don't want to touch it, hon. Please, I really can't. I just leave it there for you. It's dead. It's just dead.
Just take it and dump it in the recycle.
No, I'm not dumping it out, Chaz. I'm not dumping it out. I'll put it outside. I'm not touching the can.
Do it. Dump it in the garbage can in the garage.
I'm dumping it outside. Please.
Be perfect for a horror movie.
Oh. She's great.
Yeah. And this is why we're going to die of coronavirus. Everything goes on our counter. Everything. Dead mice, coronavirus filled pocketbooks.
Oh, we should have asked Dr. Ron Clark about that. Does he take his shoes before he goes in the house and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Nick in Wallingford.
Hey, guys. My daughter freaked out when she saw a bunch of black ants in her maple syrup on her pancakes. She threw her plate across the room and, like, hit the wall. It was like maple syrup and ants and pancakes dripping down.
Yeah, ants all stuck there. What the hell just happened?
They looked like little sprinkles.
First, I thought it was blueberries.
Right.
And then I noticed they were moving.
Exactly, right, right. Honey, that's just for the freshness.
These blueberries are small, crunchy, and they seem to move quickly.
Those are sprinkles, honey. It's okay. It's okay. Just eat around them.
The thing that got me is that I walked by that jar of maple syrup on, you know, my way out in the morning. I saw the ants floating in it, and I was like, oh, that's gross. I'm going to leave that for the kids to see.
Right.
You set her up.
Yeah. Dad, there's ants in my maple syrup.
There's ants in my maple syrup.
I'm surprised you didn't see that. She wasn't like, wee, 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 wee.
Right. See, if you had a crate, you would have ate them. Roll it up.
Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. It's that high pitch.
Yeah.
Ashley has it. So it happens twice with these women who have the high pitch.
It's a girl thing.
It's either, you know, spider or bug.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or drunk.
Right.
One of the two. And when it's drunk, you talk like this all the time.
The entire night.
And they wonder
why they have no voice the next morning. They're hungover.
Right.
You were shouting all night. High
and
pitch.
They feed into each other. So when one finds the other one, forget it. It never stops.
They out-decibel the other one.
Higher and higher.
Right,
oh my God,
exactly
Ashley,
right.
Do you remember when this happened? Yes! Oh, my God! I know this is the best!
At one point in the evening, only dogs can hear him talk.
Yeah.
That's the frequency they hit.
Let's see. If we have time for one more, Phil, is there one that you like?
Yes, line 7.
All right. Line 7.
Lucky 7.
All right.
Kristen on the road.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Good morning.
Okay, so here's my bug that's not really a bug. I was driving with a good friend of mine in high school. She was driving my car in the middle of the night. I was teaching her how to drive. And we're going down the road. There's nobody out there. We're coming up on a stoplight, and the light is green, and she starts slowing down. And I'm yelling at her, hit the gas, hit the gas. She goes and she hits the gas, and then she slams on the brake. She jumps out of the car screaming, get it off of me, get it off of me, get it off of me. In the meantime, apparently there was a cop watching all of this. The lights go on. The cop shows up trying to figure out what's going on. She thought that there was a bug crawling up her leg when she pushed her foot down on the gas pedal, she had a run in her nylons, and it made the run go up further.
All right, I'm going to need you to follow this pen.
That's great.
Look at this light.
Sports powered by Blasius Chevrolet in Waterbury.
Huge night last night at the Garden. Let's start with the hat trick.
Score! Beautiful redirection right there. Puck was about a foot off the ice, and Zibanejad deflects it in.
We'll get an extra man on. They do. Shot by Zibanejad. He scores! Mika Zibanejad with a big drive. And the Rangers take a 2-1 lead. A giveaway to which David Chipman scores! It's a hat trick for Mika Zibanejad!
So, hat trick is a huge deal.
Hold on. AJ?
Yes.
Explain a hat trick.
That's when you take a hat and pull a rabbit out.
Ashley?
That's when you toss the ball granny style and it goes in.
The ball? Do you even know what sport we're talking about?
I don't know sports, you guys.
What sport are we talking about right now?
Basketball.
Wow.
Have you been drinking?
Loser of the week, an hour from now.
Yes. Those who are wondering, yes.
I had Ashley for killing a bug, but now for another reason.
Right.
This is hockey that we're talking about, Ashley.
That's
a hat trick is when you score minimum three goals in one game. Mika Zibanejad scored 5 last night. This is the winner in overtime.
Panera. Up the middle, Zibanejad. He goes to the net.
Awesome.
Mika Zibanejad with 5 goals. Do you believe it?
He absolutely lost his mind. That's Sam Rosen on the call.
And you believe it?
Why is he? Yeah.
Love that call.
It's a great call. I love it. We've been arguing with Chicken Legs in here. He's an Islanders fan, so he hates Sam Rosen, hates the call. Anyway, Dance Monkey, who was at the game last night, got some video footage. This is what it sounded like after the overtime winner.
Go! Go!
Yes, that's Dance Monkey singing.
Go!
That's singing?
Hey, 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 hey!
That's so fun.
Wow.
Yeah. We have video of that? Have them send it to my phone. We'll post it on our Chaz and AJ Instagram.
Sounds good, yeah.
How many beers involved before that singing?
Yes, two.
Oh, that's
only two. Well, they're the 25-ounce.
Yeah, they're big. They want you to feel like you're, A, getting your money's worth, and that you can stay at your seat for a while after you buy it.
Right.
Yep.
It's the worst when you're in line to get a beer and you hear the whole crowd go nuts.
Yeah.
Like, ah, what did I miss?
So they have TV screens everywhere now, but you still want to be a part of that moment in the arena, definitely.
Yeah, the energy's not in the lobby.
So this is what's fun about the hat trick. They were doing a giveaway last
night. Yeah, so last night was Pride Night at the Garden. So they were giving away Pride scarves for the first 10,000 fans. So after the hat trick, they started throwing the scarves onto the ice.
Over the glass. Yeah. Onto the ice in celebration.
Like you throw hats on the ice. Obviously.
That's why they call it a hat trick. Everybody celebrates by throwing whatever they're wearing.
The scarves start coming down, and the announcer over the PA system goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate your support, but that was a hat trick, not a scarf trick."
Ah, wacka.
Yeah. All right. So you brought coronavirus back. That's good.
Yeah.
At least I got a good experience out
of it. Put the scarf on your face.
He was with 18,000 people in New York City last night.
On an
elevator with Ashley, right. And now in the studio with Phil.
Don't forget a train, all that in between, walking around
the
streets.
You took the train?
Yep. Yes.
Oh, my God. Get out.
Oh.
You took the train?
Yeah. I had a mask on and everything, though.
Did you really?
Not. I did.
Do you have a picture of you wearing a mask on the train?
I have a picture of me wearing a mask.
What? But... Which? Was it the N95?
It was a hockey mask.
No, it was one of the... I got it off Amazon. It was like a filtered mask and everything. Yeah.
Do you have it with you right now?
No.
Of course not, because he doesn't care about us.
All right.
He cares more about the people on the train.
He didn't care about the people on the train. He cared about himself.
Right.
I feel better about my elevator ride.
Are you sick?
No, I'm just hoarse from yelling all night.
Okay.
He's got a little bit of a nasal thing going on, too.
Oh. You're kidding me, man.
If you came back from New York and you were sick, I would just throw you out right now.
Can you tell him about drinking the water real quick in like 20 seconds?
Oh, yeah. I was drinking water on the way down, and I swallowed down the wrong pipe and started coughing up a storm, and people
were... On the train.
With the mask.
That was good.
Anyone that was near you is telling that story.
Yep.
But,
this guy was talking.
They're probably the whole
gross sick person next to me.
Yeah, then you know what happens to them? They go right into quarantine.
So quarantine.
Exactly. Yep.
What you sounded like at the concert you don't remember. This audio compliments of one of my favorite Instagram accounts: All Gas No Brakes.
Not about me. It is about the way you think about me. And I like animals. And I'll bless my mama's heart, yeah. And I'll feed them and I'll do everything. I will pet them, I'll do everything, but you will pet them a different way. Because you're a newscaster.
You'll pet them a different way because you're a newscaster. Is there a newscaster style of petting?
I think he's implying bestiality or something.
I don't know, but I love the no follow-up. Just... let him go.
Don't stop. Don't ask questions.
More like stunned silence, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're a newscaster. I do like I feed my dog and I kick it in the ass for my house. He touches his dog's butthole.
Oh, my God. Gotcha. It's quite an assumption to make.
All right. Yeah. There's a comparison.
Okay.
That's what you do. That is what you do. So there we go. America. God bless.
Hold on. If you ever get a buzz on, you see someone with a microphone.
Right.
Don't talk to them unless they're from this show.
Right. My God. And at the moment, this all sounds good to him.
I know what he's doing. So he was going like, you know, in the song where he's going down.
Right.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to do it better than anyone has ever done it in the history of the planet.
That is the worst Peter Frampton I ever heard.
Sounds like that thing Bon Jovi uses in that song.
Same thing Peter Frampton uses, Yep, the voice box.
Yeah, that.
Chaz, what happened to your mouth harp? Because you should play that.
Oh, yeah.
I know. If it wasn't for coronavirus, I'd have it in my bag.
Oh. They mic'd his brain.
They just cut the video.
God,
I have no idea how long you went on for.
Wow. Probably still doing it right now.
I like to needed a breath.
Yeah. You got to breathe.
Wow.
You ever sit in the bathroom and do that so that it echoes off the wall?
No.
I can't say I have, but thank you for asking.
Can you ask Dance Monkey to go into the men's room and call the hotline?
He's on his way.
All right.
Okay,
good.
See?
All right.
He had to go anyway, so just you know.
Sounds like a very sick cat.
No, rocking cat.
Can we hear that again? So this is, can we go back to the first word? Because I believe the first word was America. Wow. I think this is the longest.
Hendrix, maybe?
Pronunciation of America ever.
Right. Oh.
So, maybe he's doing the Star-Spangled Banner?
Maybe. All right. Okay.
So there we go. America. God bless.
It's like he touched a wire.
This isn't Dance Monkey, is it? Chaz and AJ.
Hi, it's Dance Monkey.
Hey.
That's an embarrassment quick, huh?
He sounds so thrilled to be there.
I know. Right. Cheer up, man.
All right, you know what to do, right?
No.
You didn't figure it out?
I ran out to get tea, and I came back, and I just, Phil told me to go to this bathroom.
Oh, okay.
I don't have to go.
All right, we're going to play you something, and then we want you to duplicate it, but as loud as you can, all right? We're going to play it for you. All right.
Here it comes. Listen, brother.
All right. Do that as long as you can, as loud as you can. That's good. Hold the phone 2 feet from your face and do that one more time.
Right. Yeah, like up towards the ceiling.
Loud.
Up towards the ceiling. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I know you don't recognize that voice. It's Scott Haney, Channel 3.
We think, yes.
It's Brenda Vaccaro.
Oh, yes. How are you? Wow.
You're an alto now.
Wow. Yeah,
I'm a bass, actually.
Nice.
Unbelievable. How are you guys?
Better than you, obviously.
No, how are you?
Yeah. I don't feel great.
Scott.
I sound worse than I actually feel.
Have you seen one news report?
Yes, I know. I'm leaving soon.
Okay, good.
But, I just hate making people come in and work this shift. It's such a difficult shift.
No, but you can wipe out the whole station.
No, I don't think I'm that contagious. I think it's just a head cold.
See, this is what people do. Like, I'm not that bad. I'll just go in.
You have a fever?
No fever.
Okay.
It's just snot is running down his nose. Aqualung, my friend.
And his voice is sounding gross. Wow.
Our company sent out a coronavirus memo company-wide. I didn't read it. What was in it? Was there anything good?
Blah, 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 blah. I know it was something about don't get coronavirus.
There's a lot of words.
It said don't get coronavirus.
I'm sure you've seen they've put hand sanitizer on a bunch of stations in the kitchen at the front desk, so that was one of them.
Yes. Okay.
And the most important thing was do not come to work if you are sick.
Right. I had a feeling that was in there.
Yep.
Well, Paul and I are on that cruise in 2 weeks.
No.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Are you still going?
Yeah, we're still going. And this is the email that I got from Celebrity Cruises today. Effective Friday, March 6th, today, mandatory temperature screenings will be conducted for all guests, crew members, and visitors prior to boarding any vessel. Your temperature will be taken via a non-invasive digital scan. If your temperature registers above 100.4, you and your traveling companions will be referred to a secondary health screening.
Wow.
That doesn't sound like fun, right?
No.
No.
I'm sorry. I want the invasive temperature check.
Exactly. Yeah, we all know what that is.
Right. Yes, we do.
Give me the good one.
Right. Make my eyes cross.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
It says the secondary health screenings will be performed by medical professionals who will check for flu-like symptoms. Any guests who are denied boarding due to concerns during their health screening will receive 100% refund.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's not
bad. Getting money back.
However, this doesn't sound like a vacation. A vacation is supposed to be stress-free, worry-free,
and then you're boarding, and we're going to have to go through a temperature scan.
A gauntlet.
And if I went through this morning, I'm sure I'm running a... I don't know. Maybe I'm... I don't feel like I'm running a fever.
You almost said it. Yeah, almost said it.
You almost did.
Wow. I'm going to be on vacation next week. But
yeah, what are you guys doing?
I'm doing nothing. I'm staying in the woods.
Yep.
Oh, excellent.
All right, so I'm going to be turning on Channel 3, though, to see who you took out.
Right.
See if Eric Parker's on. Oh, you got Parker.
Right.
No Parker. Yeah. No Nicole.
We see Kevin Hogan.
They'll be off somewhere.
Wow.
So, yeah, but 11 o'clock, I'm done today, and I'm out of here. Except I have to work tomorrow because it's the Channel 3 Kids Camp Telethon.
Oh, jeez. No.
Yes.
Wow.
What do you do? All right, so here's the deal. If you're Channel 3, what do? Scott Haney calls you Thursday and says, I don't feel well.
Right.
Right? What do you do?
What do you do?
You call Mark Dixon.
Say, I'll go on.
Right.
You would?
Yes.
I would think.
Yeah.
No, Mark was willing to work for me this morning. When I got up this morning, I didn't feel that bad. I sound terrible, but I didn't feel that bad.
How did you feel? How did you feel last night?
Not great. I slept most of the night. I got into bed like around 2. Then I slept until 2:30. I slept
for
12 hours.
You're that person.
It's Typhoid Haney.
No, you know what?
I'm Typhoid Haney.
I'm Sam with love.
Snot is running down his nose. Thank you. Aqualung,
did someone just hand you a tissue?
No, somebody handed me a hot cocoa, Eric Parker.
Ah,
and then ran the opposite direction.
Eric Parker's next, I'm telling you.
It's actually just full of hand sanitizer.
Here, drink this.
Yeah, why is this cup gooey with hand sanitizer?
Smells kind of funny.
Yuckaroni. Yeah, so I hope nobody gets this because it's a really nasty head cold.
Oh, God. I hope that's all it is. Can you get Ashley, Google coronavirus signs.
It says you do weather?
No. Exactly.
Weren't you just with that guy from California?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Weren't you with the guy from California this week?
What guy?
Wasn't there a guy from L.A.?
Did I,
Anthony.
Right, Anthony, yeah.
Anthony.
Your friend Anthony.
Am I not remembering last week correctly?
No, you were absolutely right. I'm like, I thought you meant on The Better Show. And I'm like, we didn't have anybody on The Better Show from L.A.
Oh, no.
Yes, my personal life, I am with someone from L.A.
Right.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Oh, my God. You're patient zero in Connecticut.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine all the other stations would have to report that my name?
They would go bananas.
I love that bananas. That's your first thought.
Yeah, no, they would hate it.
Right.
It would just be another way Scott Haney annoys the crap out of them. They're like, that Haney.
They promo on FSB.
Haney, he did it again.
He did it again.
Scott Haney.
He did it again.
As seen on other stations.
Common signs of the infection include respiratory symptoms, fever, cough.
Hold on, hold on. One at a time.
One
at a time. So fever.
Respiratory symptoms.
Hold on. Fever.
I got that.
You got that?
Got
respiratory.
That.
Got that. Next.
Cough.
I got the cough.
Got the cough, yes.
Shortness of breath.
That I definitely do have.
Oh, jeez.
Scott.
I am so glad you're way over there.
Do you guys want to come in and say hello to me today?
No. We're with you in spirit.
Well, if you're an out-of-work television reporter or newscaster, send your stuff to Channel 3. Doesn't
exactly.
So are people just being polite to you in the building, or are people telling you to go
Renee
home?
Renee is ripping into me. She's like, get away from me. You are typhoid Haney. And you need to get out of here and don't come near me, or she's calling 911.
I saw your elbow bumping with Nicole.
Nicole, yes.
Yeah. Oh, but you know what? You touch everything. Your air is all over the place. I mean, it's unavoidable.
It is unavoidable.
What they should have done was put you in a closet with a camera and a little map that you could draw, like a little whiteboard.
Listen to me. Listen to me. I've been in the closet before. I'm never going back there.
And that's his forecast.
Well, I hope you feel better.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Thank you. I hope you guys have a great vacation.
Appreciate that, man.
So this guy who came in from California before I let you go, was he sick when he came in?
No. He is now.
He will be now.
When he left, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
good. He's got a cold, too. It's just a head cold.
Right.
Mm. With shortness of breath, and respiratory problems, and a low-grade fever.
And a cough. Yeah, great. Yeah.
Not coronavirus at all, no.
Right, no.
No.
Oh, boy.
No.
All right, well, I hope you feel better.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, man. Have a great vacation.
Thank you, brother. Take care. Shane Gillis, welcome back.
Hey.
I don't know if you heard us talking about it, but we're going to stay away from Saturday Night Live because I feel like
we covered
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, and we referred people back to the podcast,
which
is very compelling.
That's right.
It's at WPLR.com. Shane is that guy who got hired. It was announced. And then 5 seconds later, they looked up some podcasts and all hell broke loose.
Exactly.
Saturday Night Live.
Probably move on from there.
Thanks, but no thanks.
We digest, yes.
He's at Stress Factory tonight and tomorrow night.
Great.
And we're linked up at WPLR.com. Were you there last night?
I was. It was the first time I was there.
Oh, cool.
It's a great club.
Isn't it? Right?
Yeah.
Best green room ever?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah,
most of the time in a little closet somewhere. He's got like leather couches and recliners and a flat screen
TV. It's so
and
nice.
Stuff.
Yeah. It's funny because.
Mini fridge.
Probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was in Saratoga Springs at a comedy club, and the green room was like the boiler room.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're sharing it with a furnace.
It was
like an old boiler from the 50s.
And it kicks on, all of a sudden, what the hell is that?
Yeah, what a difference.
Yep.
Couches and all the
they bring you stuff.
Food and drinks, and there's a screen where you can watch who's on.
Vinny gives you grapes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's right. That's right. He's in a thong, feeding you grapes and fanning you.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
All right. So we're linked up to all things Shane Gillis at WPLR.com. Have you changed any of your patterns due to the coronavirus scare?
As I told you,
first thing he walked in was, I went to a strip club.
Yeah.
I just shook hands with him too.
Yeah, I saw that. But yeah, it was a nice club. They were nice.
In Bridgeport?
Yeah.
Which one?
Mystique.
Mystique. Mystique. Where is that?
It sounds exotic. Couldn't tell you. No idea.
I know Scruples. Tuesday's Den's been closed forever.
I don't know where Mystique is. Mystique.
All right.
So I'm sure someone out there knows.
Try call.
Right. It was funny. I heard one
Main
of the...
Main Street.
Main Street. Ashley knows. Thank you.
Well, I did look it up. I looked it up.
Oh, okay.
Google.
But the dancers were concerned about coronavirus.
Really?
It's pretty funny.
Really? What were they saying?
They just had... I mean,
Were they masks and gloves? Or
no.
Wrapped in plastic?
They should have that anyway.
Yeah, they came out in a big full suit and they take it off. Hazmat suit.
Oh, that's a good...
That's a cool idea, right?
That's actually... That would go viral.
Exactly, right.
That is a good idea.
See?
Nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not that concerned about it. Yeah, I mean,
clearly.
But it is weird after shows, you're like shaking hands with everybody. So that's...
Right.
Yeah. That's slightly, you know... I don't know. Based on my history, I think it might help me PR-wise if I get this.
Exactly. Yeah, getting back in the press again. Remember
Let's hope guys? For a good case of coronavirus.
Yeah.
Send that off as a press release.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm doing the elbow thing now, and it's less about me getting sick and more, I just don't think it's fair, the amount of hands I shake to pass this on to people.
Exactly right.
I could be one of those people who I spread it to an entire city at one event.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. So it's more about just let me not give it to you.
I kind of like that Wuhan shake they do where you kind
of
like
shoes?
One foot in one foot.
Of course
foot,
you would. AJ has a foot fetish.
No, it's not about that. It's not about that. Yeah. It's a lot easier to just kind of like just kick
AJ wants to shake toes, like grab toes and like.
AJ does not want to do any of that.
AJ, do you have a foot fetish?
He does.
Yeah, but serious. But we move on from that.
Go ahead, Shane. Take over. Ask anything you want.
Just chicks was not weird. But anyway, no, but the whole handshake. So now we move on. Sorry I said a friggin' word around here.
Yeah. AJ likes the toe shake.
No.
He wants to curl toes with you.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Appreciate that. So it's not awkward at all. Thank you.
Now, AJ will, on his night off, put his feet up watching television and take a picture and, you know, say, oh, watching Barrett Jackson.
Right.
But there's his feet. Like,
I'm showing him relaxing, and that hasn't happened in over a year and a half now.
Okay. But you could have socks on.
I could have, but I choose not
or
to.
Or slippers.
I could, but I choose not to.
Are you wait, you're into your own feet?
Those are his favorite feet.
See, mine are in good condition, so therefore I'm sharing with the world.
He loves his feet.
So let's go back to Saturday Night Live.
If he could marry his feet.
This poor guy was on there, and then some son of a bitch went on the podcast.
Wait, Dance Monkey's getting a shot of your feet.
You gotta
show Shane your feet.
No, I don't have to do that.
Shane, don't you want to see his feet?
Shane does not want to see that. Shane just ate. He went to a strip club last night.
It's up to him.
This man needs bacon. An egg, for Christ's sake.
I like Shay. He's a 2020 guy.
He is.
It's up to him.
Right.
Look.
You know.
Exactly.
He has the consent.
I don't know him enough to know if he's getting heated or not about it.
Exactly.
AJ lives his life angry. Yes. He's in his happy place when he's mad.
I'm just one gamma ray away from being the Hulk.
and he loves attention. So all of this is really
all right,
great.
Good.
Yeah.
Nope, we're good.
So, you don't want to show your foot.
I'm fine. Thank you so much.
Which foot do you like the best, the left or the right?
I don't have a preference. Actually,
you like them both equally.
One has a scar, so it looks cooler.
How'd you get a scar?
Yeah, I got a scar from the nothing. Just something happened.
Nope. Explain it.
Wait, what Jesus happened to your foot?
Every time the quagmire, I keep going, bop, 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 bop. Oh, my God. This parachute is a knapsack. I'm falling to the earth. I'm falling. I had an operation. We're good. Yeah, sorry.
All right, you had an operation because?
I for 7 years, I'd walk a mile in her shoes wearing women's heels to the Rape Crisis Center.
Once a
mile in spiked heels hurts a dude.
Some events, he wore them at some of the Chaz and AJ events.
Because
he fell down the stairs once wearing
exactly.
them.
Exactly. I was imitating that legislator from Bridgeport.
Right.
Yeah.
How often are you wearing heels?
Not that often. Not that often.
All right.
It is far more often than I wear heels.
Phil.
That's more than I've ever worn heels in my life. I've never worn heels in my life.
Phil, you barely bathe, okay? So I'm not going to go by you.
Every charity event you're using as an excuse to toss heels on.
Exactly
yes,
right.
He does.
It's
right.
Like Shane yes, knows him. It's like you guys are idiots.
That's it. He'll show up in a dress like, no one asked you to. Well, I thought I'd do it for the
bit.
It's funny.
No, it's not funny.
Didn't you play the Sally Fields in that Burt Reynolds, the Bandit Run, right?
Yeah.
So AJ's in the cars.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they do the Bandit Run.
They do Smokey and the Bandit Run.
Yes, for the police department over in...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody has the Burt Reynolds, and somebody has the Pontiac Trans Am.
Exactly right.
And then you show up
I played Frog.
In a wedding dress.
I played... No, I didn't show
no one asked you to.
Actually, I was asked. I mentioned that I had the wedding dress.
Hold it. You mentioned it.
I mentioned it.
You suggested it?
Yeah, I mentioned goofing around.
Boom.
I didn't have it on me.
This is exactly what we're saying. You find yourself in these dresses and high heels, but you suggested it.
You know, there's a lot of car guys out there who'll back me up right now. Let's flood those phone lines.
I can tell we're getting
Let's
to that
flood
point.
Those no, phone lines right now.
We're almost crossing the line where it's not fun for AJ.
Thank you. Gamma Ray, I'm telling you, Gamma Ray.
All right, we'll move on. Yes. We want Shane's visit to be nice.
Right.
No, this would make my day if you freaked out.
Okay, tribe, you know what to do. 1-877-764-2535. All right, so you went to the strip club last night. How many, were they Thursday night strippers or were they like Friday, Saturday night level?
I don't know. This is the first time I've ever been in Bridgeport.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
If you go to New York City, Tuesday night is Saturday night here.
Right, exactly. Right?
So the Tuesday night team could easily do Saturday night
the
here.
Bridgeport standard, right?
Right.
Right.
I'm not, I don't know. I'm not much, I'm really not much of a strip club guy.
Connoisseur of
it.
Yeah,
was just...
and AJ just wears heels. Because
yeah, I suggested it.
That's right. You're like, what do you want to do? Strip club? Yeah, okay. I've never been here before.
Yeah, it was. I knew I had to do this in the morning, so I didn't want to drink too much. So I think that was the first time I've ever like sober gone to a strip club.
Oh wow.
Plus $8.50 for a beer, man. Come on.
It's uncomfortable.
Is it $8.50?
I felt uncomfortable. It used to be $8.50. Friends might used to go
why,
all the time.
Why were you uncomfortable?
I don't know. I always feel weird seeing other guy like walking in and seeing another guy like,
right,
like oogling or another woman. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. It
just
is,
seeing a guy. Anytime a strip club guy is too into it, and you see him getting like turned on, it's weird to see a dude get turned on like that.
Right.
Yeah.
You
don't
want to be like, it's like, there, like, oh, you should draw a curtain or something, yeah, or you should be alone by yourself at your house, or
you should be
sure. A hotel room. I shouldn't
right
be
now
watching this.
Yeah,
right,
I should
now
be home with someone else. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I brought it up.
No, that's all right.
But one of the girls, right before she went on, because I we were sitting kind of next to the stage, and I heard her talking to another girl, and was like, I'm going to get the coronavirus. I like turned around. I was like, what? She was like putting sanitizer on her hands before she went on. It was pretty funny.
Right. Oh, wow. On her hands.
Right.
Yeah.
Welcome to the stage.
Oh,
it's
that
Bambi
pole.
The girl should... before her had right done something to the pole. I was like, you got to worry about like.
They
wait,
should probably wipe the pole down in between like a pit crew.
That's right. There should be someone in
like
a hazmat suit cleaning the pole.
Clean the pole, shine the pole.
Actually, you could have a hot girl, a stripper, clean the pole.
Exactly right. Dressed
right,
like
in
a,
the hazmat suit.
Exactly right.
Right. All right. We figured this whole thing out.
There you go. See?
All right. Loser of the week. 1-877-764-2535. Ashley is in the lead.
Oh, yeah. By a mile.
But multiple reasons.
Yeah, right. Right.
One for murdering a bug yesterday.
Right.
Today, she didn't know that hockey involves a puck, not a ball.
Right.
And 2 weeks ago, she called AJ out on a bad park job when that morning she had a bad park job
exactly
herself.
Right.
Shane Gillis is in studio. He's at Stress Factory in Bridgeport tonight, tomorrow night, and we're linked up at WPLR.com. Plus, he has Matt and Shane's secret podcast.
Yeah.
It's
not very secret if you're talking about it.
It, really it was secret until...
Now it's revealed.
Is that the one?
That was
Saturday
the one. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the
yeah
one.
It should be
yeah
Matt and Shane's revealed podcast now.
Was it called Secret Podcast?
It was. It's Matt and Shane's secret podcast.
And the secret is
Matt
out,
and
yeah
Shane's secret podcast,
right,
and apparently he made some jokes on it.
Right.
Gets
it's
hired for Saturday Night
inappropriate
Live.
Inappropriate.
It's
and
all
then
jokes.
Somebody sends it off to Saturday. Who would do that?
Yeah.
Narc.
The trolls.
Narc.
The
dorks.
Trolls
narc,
of social
narc
media and everything else.
A lot
yeah
of dorks. A lot
yes
of dorks out there these days.
Thank you. See?
What's interesting to me about this whole story, and you probably saw it, you know, Shane Gillis announced, and then all hell broke loose, and then he was let go before he even got on one episode.
Yeah, really. They're lost, man. Big time.
They knew you thanks were edgy when they hired you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
so
sure.
Just
yeah
seems like,
yeah,
okay,
hello,
this is what we hired.
And you're surprised because why?
Yeah, yeah. I think NBC had gotten in a lot of trouble with like
was
some pretty
Matt
serious things going on
was
there.
Matt Lauer
yeah
happening
oh
at that time?
It was right. It was before. It was a little before that. They were going through some rough PR stuff.
The Lauer hour, yes.
So then when they got me, they were like, all right, we
that's
can't
what
even
happened.
Yeah, we've had enough. Okay.
That's
yeah
what happened.
There's a lot of Me Too things going on there.
Right.
Right.
And
which, you know.
But your thing
like,
wasn't Me Too.
I'm not, no, mine's just a joke on yeah a podcast.
You're a comedian.
Right.
Yeah.
But yours was a was an Asian joke, right?
Yeah.
Not that there's any area
actually
that we can go to.
I was
now
making
safely
fun of Well, not making fun of it, but in the clip we were talking about Asian cuisine.
Right.
Which actually could be weird now. Currently ending the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might have called it.
Yeah. Right. Shane was trying to warn
that.
People.
He turned out to be a prophet.
Yeah.
He was warning us of impending doom, the end of the planet.
He was trying to help. Thanks, NBC.
Oh, my God. Isn't this what would happen if Jesus reappeared now? No one, half the world would be like, oh, please.
I'm sorry, but we're just saying it's not correct.
He's some kind of David Copperfield magician.
For God's sake, look at you.
Yeah.
Get away with his hair so long.
What were you saying about Asian cuisine?
Oh, my friend was just joking because I had gone to lunch that day with my girlfriend in Chinatown, and he was, I mean, it doesn't sound like a joke, but he was just like, Chinese food is very dishonest cuisine, and like was talking like that, but it was funny to hear him say, I mean, if you know him, you know he's a dork, so him saying any dishonest cuisine is a funny statement.
And what did he mean by that, dishonest?
I think he meant like it's not nutritious. Like your run-of-the-mill.
So you think you're eating healthy, but it's covered in oil and
MSG and everything else.
Right.
Salt and whatnot, yeah.
That wasn't what I got fired for. It got it.
Right. So you're in the moment.
There, but that was,
one step further. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And Shane made the mistake of thinking the name is Secret Podcast. No one's ever going to hear this.
I really thought no one was listening.
It's me talking to my friend in
like
a basement.
500 listeners. Yeah. We were like, all right, no one's going to hear this.
No one's ever going to hear this.
No one's going to tell it all. Right.
And
was it one guy, Johnny Huang, who listened?
No, it was definitely a white person who complained.
Well, you know what? If I didn't already nominate Ashley, I'd nominate that.
Right.
Exactly. You can change. That's fine.
Right. Folks, it's just
go ahead.
Jokes.
Go right ahead.
Everybody needs to relax.
They're just jokes.
It's just jokes. Nobody hates anybody.
Yeah. So do you do any of that stuff on stage now, or do you stay away from it?
No, I don't mind. I talk about anything on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do crowd. You do a lot of crowd work.
Not so much, but yeah, I'll talk to the crowd. I have no problem.
Yeah,
it's very conversational. It's very relaxed.
It's just like you're. Yeah, yeah. I like that stuff.
Yeah. So I try to emulate guys like Louis.
Gotcha.
Not right.
Yeah.
You get it.
You weren't close.
I totally get it.
Of
course.
You weren't close.
Yeah. Very like talking. Hanging
right.
Out.
Right. Emulate Louis.
You know,
on stage.
On stage.
Sure.
Right. At a party.
But I did go. Strip club last night.
That is true.
Could have gone with the Louis there. That would have
been
nice.
That is true.
He's going Charlie Sheen on that one, yes.
Do you know Louis? Have you worked with Louis?
I've never worked with him. I've met him, though, yeah. He's a super nice guy.
Right.
Awesome guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he got burnt at the stage.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He got
roasted, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's not even back yet.
No.
Every time he tries to come back,
like
someone records
right
something
now.
And posts it.
Well, yeah, the last time what happened was he did that show in Long Island at Governor's, and somebody just recorded his set unbeknownst to him and put it on YouTube.
Right.
And he was making a joke about the Parkland shooting, but it wasn't like he was making fun of the victims. In the joke, he was pointing out, like, kids these days are very, like, you're in a suit and testifying before Congress.
Right.
And he's like, we shouldn't be listening to you. Why would we listen to you? Like, that was kind of his.
Yeah.
But then, he got slammed for that again. So he had to kind of go back into
hiding.
But now he's coming back. Now he's doing, you can check it. He's doing theaters. I mean, he's still.
Okay.
Yeah, he's come.
Right. The Phoenix is rising.
Who's our buddy who came in who did the Sandy Hook Fire Department Lobster Fest?
Oh, Jim Brewer.
Jim Brewer.
Yeah.
I saw him at the Ridgefield Playhouse.
Oh, I thought you were saying that was a joke he made. I was
No. Didn't even come close to it. But
no,
I saw him on stage, and he was goofing on the Boston bomber.
Right.
Okay.
Who got run over. But he was goofing on.
By his own brother, yeah.
How it was unfolded.
Sure.
You know, these guys are running around with guns, like knocking on doors, and it's two kids in an SUV, and tanks and all this stuff. And he made it so funny, and we're just all laughing.
Yeah.
And we all came together on something that was a tragedy.
Yeah.
And we were laughing.
Right.
Not at any of the victims.
No, of course not.
And that was a couple of years before. Now you can't make a joke without being burnt at the stake.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
So I'm sure the cops are happy. It's like, hey, man, I'd rather have the comedians than me.
Exactly.
We get into a season.
Right.
Where it's like, okay, we're on these people, and if they do anything.
Yeah, who's roasting who?
We're done. Yeah, so it was the cops.
Right.
And then
barbecue for a while.
Are you going to tell me that a cop hasn't had any incident where they were videotaped in the last couple of years? Right. No, because they're doing a job every single day. Right?
Exactly right.
So they're, but they're off.
Thankless job.
So like Black Lives Matter, what happened to them? They're right. still out there, right? But it doesn't get covered.
Right.
Right. So that it went from that to Me Too.
Right.
Comedians.
Right.
Now it's coronavirus.
Yeah.
Now you could actually make some jokes, I think, yeah. because
right.
we're all fascinated with
mine
coronavirus.
Mine was right after Epstein.
Oh.
After Epstein died.
Right.
Oh, right.
Mine was like, I think mine was a cover-up.
Oh.
Everybody, yeah. By the Clintons.
Right, yeah. it's only coincidence that everybody's like dying with those Clintons.
They're after the Clintons killed Epstein.
We need a scapegoat. Yeah,
they found my podcast.
Exactly. That's the worst thing to do is to be a blip on the screen when there's no news.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A slow period. Yeah. Looking for somewhere to pounce on.
Right.
Like a bunch of ticks on
you
the
were. International story.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if I talked about it last time
but
I was
global,
here.
Global, man.
It was pretty funny. I taught English in Madrid for a little while.
Wow.
I lived in Spain, and then so I had this group text with all my friends that were Spanish teachers, and
made out anything.
I hadn't talked to them a little bit, and then during the SNL thing, I got a text that was like, "You're." Homophobico? Racioso?
What does this mean?
No.
Yeah,
in Madrid, I was on the news.
But that's when you know,
wow,
it's way over there.
Yeah, that's no good.
Impact.
Yeah, impact. Wow.
Wow.
Well, it's all better now.
It is.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah, I knew it was going to blow over.
Yeah, you're one of those guys who can't, you know, there could be all of this chaos around you, but you're settled.
Calm, cool, and collected.
You realize everyone else is... The chaos.
Meds help.
Yeah,
you're
thank
over
you.
Here.
Thank
you're
you.
Over there. No, I appreciate it. I'm glad you came back.
Yeah,
no,
of
thank
course.
You. Coronavirus, what is the deal? Let's talk to Dr. Ron Clark, Associate Chief Emergency Medicine, the Hospital of Central Connecticut, New Britain General Campus. On a 10 scale, how worried should we be?
I would say around a 7 right now.
That's so high.
A 7?
There should be. So we're definitely gotten a lot worse, guys, since the last time we talked about coronavirus.
So you know, 10 is panic.
Yeah, maybe around a 7 as far as worry, just about concern, about, you know, preparing and doing the right thing.
Oh, okay.
For what's going to happen.
Panic is another scale.
Right.
Yeah. Never want to panic. As an ER doc, I never panic. I always want to prepare for situations so I can provide the best care for my patients.
A 7. Holy
wow.
crap.
Yeah.
But up there is, you know, the mortality rate's a lot higher than it is for influenza. Now, in the U.S., there's way more influenza cases than there are coronavirus cases, but the mortality rate for coronavirus is around 3.4%, whereas influenza is much less than 1%. So the people that actually do get infection have a higher chance of dying from the coronavirus. So,
has that rate gone up since it seems like that's higher than what we thought?
It is higher than what we thought. And remember, this coronavirus and the nomenclature for it is COVID-19 for coronavirus disease 2019 when it was first discovered, is a novel virus. So it's brand new. Human beings haven't seen this particular virus before, so people have no immunity to it. There's no available vaccine right now for it. There's no available treatment right now, though companies are working very diligently to use some of our existing antiviral medications to see if it works against the coronavirus. But this is a brand new disease. It's a brand new virus that people are still researching to figure out, you know, how to best care for patients. But it is very serious, and obviously it's spreading in the U.S. So people should be concerned, but everyone's individual risk of getting this disease is still low. But
the people,
has to be concerned.
The people who are dying from this are elderly or have pre-existing conditions?
So that's true in most cases, that it's the elderly patients, it's people with pre-existing conditions, people who have peripheral vascular disease, diabetes, cancer, other immunosuppressive conditions. Having said that, the one caveat to that, and what's very interesting for a lot of healthcare providers like me, is that there have been some young doctors in China that have died, and they're wondering why this happens, and they think it's probably some sort of repetitive exposure link to that. It's kind
right.
of like a dose dependence, that if you're a doctor, you keep coming in contact with the virus over and over again, that higher viral load that you may be exposed to may actually put healthcare workers at risk,
which will create a problem for us treating it.
Yeah.
We're going to have to keep rotating, and then now you got new people approaching you all the time.
Exactly.
Any fatality with children?
No. So in general, children under 10 seem not to be affected by the coronavirus, and the prevailing theory is that because kids get a lot of different other types of coronaviruses that circulating in their system, that this one doesn't really affect them like it does people above 10. So yeah, generally below 10 is pretty much unaffected, but those above 10 and then obviously the adults are the ones who are getting it.
So would you say it's a sliding scale? 10 is very, very low, and then 60, very, very high.
Exactly. 60
plus. Okay, exactly. Gotcha.
As you get above 60 plus, your risk of dying from the disease is much higher. Now, remember, more than, you know, the vast majority of patients who get coronavirus are going to have a mild illness and not be sick. But unfortunately, those that come in, particularly in the state of Washington right now, where there's been multiple deaths, those people came in very sick, and they generally have lower respiratory tract infections and pneumonias that cause them to die. And again, the testing criteria has changed as well. So now Vice President Pence basically had said that the three major criteria are that if you've come back in the last 14 days from a place that has coronavirus, so that's China, South Korea, Italy, Japan, and Iran, if you come back from there, you can get a test. If you're exposed to someone who has a confirmed coronavirus infection already, or if you have a disease processed with fever or lower respiratory tract infection that can't be attributed to another disease like the flu, you can be tested. And again, as time goes on, I believe there will be cases in Connecticut. I know in the system that I work in, the Hartford Healthcare System at the Hospital of Central Connecticut and our surrounding hospitals, we are preparing for the eventuality that we will get cases, and hospitals are determining, you know, which floors are going to close and where are you going to put patients. And remember, once they come in, if they are high risk, you have to isolate them. And there's a lot of logistics to go in on the back end of that to make sure that there's seamless care.
Do you see in Washington State, they bought a hotel?
They did. That's what I'm saying. They need a place to put these people, because you don't want to put them in the waiting room with everybody else.
Right.
You know, and you know, it is scary in the sense that, you know, you can die from this, but there's a lot of things that people can do to avoid getting it. You know, covering your cough, don't touch your face is a huge one. Stay home from, you know, if you're sick, stay away from people who are sick. Obviously, washing your hands is the number one way to not spread disease, and also disinfect surfaces. It's interesting, a lot of people...
Don't shake hands.
Shake hands. We do the elbow bumps or just, you know, touch feet, do something else. I don't know what, but don't
just
touch
point
hands.
And nod. Hey, how you doing?
Exactly. Just give a smile and call it a day. But interestingly, a lot of people want to wear like the surgical masks around. That actually has been shown to be the wrong thing to do because, one, the surgical mask is not a protection for coronavirus because it's airborne. The surgical mask is really for people doing surgery to keep a field sterile so that they're not like spitting into the field or having other debris go into the field. Air goes around the surgical mask, and actually people adjust the mask so they're touching their face. So actually you're doing the absolute wrong thing to just wear a mask for no reason, the regular standard surgical
mask.
Yeah,
it's the N95 we want. And you
guys, N95.
And you guys need that.
Yeah.
Yes. Like if we start taking them, it's going to be a problem. How is it spread? Because it seems like that's changed too. At first I heard you have to be in contact with someone with it to get it. And then I see them scrubbing Metro North trains.
Right. Exactly. So it is very contagious. So it is a viral illness. Viruses are spread by droplets. These viruses float around in the air. So if I cough, Chaz, and you walk through my air behind me, you may suck it in. If I touch a doorknob, if I touch a surface, if
how
I'm
long
at
after
mall,
you touch it?
It'll be there for a long time.
What's a long time?
Yeah.
Hours.
And then one thing that you sent over to me, and I'm just wondering how weirded out should we be by this, but there's two strains of it now, which means that it has mutated at least once.
Exactly.
So is that a big problem?
It's a problem in the sense that the disease is has mutated. And remember, when they're still trying to figure out exactly how it got transmitted, but they think from wild cats to people in a meat market in Wuhan, China.
Pretty gross.
Then it goes to people. And then somehow it mutated to allow for what we call community spread, because there's cases in the U.S. right now and other countries of people who didn't have any travel history to China or any other area that had it. So how did those people get it? So the virus is able to mutate to then spread between humans. And that's a scary thing if it keeps mutating and you don't know what the final
form
of
it's
going to be.
Right.
You can't keep up to it, which means the antivirals may not be able to keep up to it.
All right. One more. As an ER chief, What are two or three things you want the public to know?
I just want them to know that, you know, not to panic, number one, because panic is never good and doesn't help anyone.
This call didn't help, but go ahead.
Yeah,
it's good for your listeners to know.
No, we should know.
Yeah, number
kidding.
Two is to prepare themselves. Number three is to know that the emergency medical system in Connecticut is very strong. We are prepared to take care of people if they come in. We have policies and protocols in place to provide excellent care. But the number one thing is for people to wash their hands and take care of themselves by staying away from people who are sick.
Dr. Ron Clark, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you, man. It's a tremendous amount of information there.
Seriously, all in one breath, too. It's amazing.
He's so smart.
If you're going to have someone in charge of your emergency room, don't you want Dr. Clark?
Yes,
absolutely.
You want the man who can talk.
Okay, so that was Connecticut. Now let's find out what's happening in the nation's capital. Let's call up President Trump.
Good morning, Chastity and Ajax.
Hey. Good morning, President Trump. We want to know how you're handling the coronavirus at the White House.
You got to be careful, guys. I mean, even here in the States, I know that the threat is very low, but you can't take a chance. I mean, I don't even give my son Barron a goodnight kiss anymore. I give him a goodnight wave.
Nice.
When I was thinking to myself, who should I put in charge of this global pandemic? And then I says, oh, yeah, the guy eagerly awaiting for the rapture. Mike Pence, the perfect choice.
See? Can you put Mike on? Can you give us an update?
Hey, take it away, Mike. Tell them what they need to know.
Well, thank you, sir. I'd like to first start out on a positive note, guys, by saying that my task force has all but concluded that the Inside the Actors studio host, James Lipton, was not killed by the coronavirus.
Oh.
He's still dead, but thank God he didn't go out sneezing and hacking.
That's good information.
I'm going to say Hillary.
Tell America what they can do to protect themselves, Mike.
Well, sir, people can go to your campaign website and purchase an official Keep America Great respiratory mask for $49.95.
That's with the purchase of a Keep America Great T-shirt and tote bag.
Of course.
But yeah. And these have you seen these masks yet?
No.
They're beautiful masks.
Yeah,
they're made in China, so you know they're safe.
Oh, yeah, see? There you go.
Can you ask the vice president what qualifies him to lead the war against coronavirus?
I have much experience with viruses. My daughters were sick at home as youngsters.
Right.
I gave them children's ibuprofen.
Well, that's some resume.
There you go. And, yep, you got the job.
Excellent.
I took their temperature.
Right.
Well, we got the right person.
Right,
here.
Exactly.
Wow. I mean, he fills the gamut, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he does.
That's
a
wide range of talents.
I wasn't sure at first, but now, yeah.
Mr. President, you've expanded the travel restrictions to Iran. Is that right?
Oh, right. Yeah, and South Korea and Italy. You know, specifically, we actually raised the Italian travel advisory from, hey, how you doing, to forget about it.
Nice. Forget about it.
You know, there is a list of places I have you shouldn't travel to. Do you got a pen handy?
Yeah, let me write this down.
You should avoid France because nobody showers over there.
Gotcha.
You know, once you go French, you don't lose the stench.
Nice.
Mm. Also, avoid Australia. You know, the whole country's full of criminals, and they got all kinds of germs.
Gotcha.
Oh, and the obvious one is stay out of Vermont because, you know, that's where Bernie's from. And the whole area is full of very sick, deranged people.
Gotcha. Right.
Socialists, you know, socialists.
Yep. Won't go there at all.
Do we have a vaccine yet?
We're actually starting trials very soon on this vaccine. We've created a lab down in the White House basement. You knew the White House had a basement. You know, it's where I keep Melania's parents.
Gotcha.
Anyway, we're going to start the clinical trials, and instead of monkeys, we're going to test the vaccine out on Democrats.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
See?
And we've built an isolation chamber for Congressman Adam Shifty Schiff, which has nothing to do with the vaccine. We just think he needs to be isolated.
Exactly. I agree.
Ashley and Phil are being reviewed tomorrow by management. How do you think they'll do?
What, do you think they have the coronavirus?
No, you never know.
No,
I'm still in that frame of thought.
It's their yearly review.
Right.
I would love to evaluate Ashley personally.
See, there you go. See, you're a helpful kind of guy.
She's a solid 8.
Oh, very good.
Well, look at that.
All right. So you're giving her some room to grow.
Yes, there's always potential.
Right.
Excellent. Thank you, President Trump.
stay huge, Chaz and AJ.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.